The Will of God, by Peter Fedima. The will of God will never take you, where the grace of God cannot keep you, where the arms of God cannot support you, where the riches of God cannot supply your needs, where the power of God cannot endow you. The will of God will never take you, where the Spirit of God cannot work through you, where the wisdom of God cannot teach you, where the army of God cannot protect you, where the hands of God cannot mold you. The will of God will never take you, where the love of God cannot enfold you, where the mercies of God cannot sustain you, where the peace of God cannot calm your fears, where the authority of God cannot overrule for you. The will of God will never take you, where the comfort of God cannot dry your tears, where the word of God cannot feed you, where the miracles of God cannot be done for you, where the omnipresence of God cannot find you. Anonymous. If we may embrace the wonderful and comforting thoughts communicated in this poem as being true for us, why should they not, eventually, be true for everybody? It struck me that this poem, most eloquently, implies universal salvation and reconciliation. If these wonderful truths, expressed here, may not be applied to all mankind, eventually, a very good answer must be found to satisfy the question, why not? Or, an honorable answer must be found to the question, why would it be correct, for any of us, to apply these marvelous truths to ourselves? In 1 Tim 2:4 it states, very clearly, who God wills that all mankind be saved and come into a realization of the truth. This poem speaks very compellingly about the will of God, as well as about many additional, powerful attributes of Him. Should not all these superb characteristics and attributes of our Heavenly Father, as they are announced in this poem, mightily declare that, if any human being may claim them to be true for him or her, that it must follow that, someday, they will also be true for everybody, bar none. Coming across a poem like this should immediately cause us to wonder why it is such a rare thing to find not more believers embracing that universal salvation is inevitable. How can it be that there are any who dare to believe all these wonderful truths, regarding the will of God, to be only for them, and not for everybody, in the long run, eventually? Are God's will, God's grace, God's love, God's arm, God's power, God's wisdom, God's spirit, God's richness, God's hand, God's mercy, God's peace, God's authority, God's miracles, God's omnipresence and omniscience too limited and too confined to save all? If so, how come He can save any? Why would a poem like this not lead all, whoever read it and rejoice in it, to come to say, if this is true for me, then it will be true for all? And in reverse, if this is not true for all, why should it be true for me? Thankfully, Scripture tells us that God, indeed, will become all in all. 1 Cor 15:28, 1 Tim 2:4, Col 1:20. Concordant Publishing Concern. Return to main index page.